What's up, guys? You found the Ethereal Path Podcast. I'm your host, Xander, and it's time to get witchy. Let's do this. This podcast is a place for sharing, where all are welcome to come and be. So let the spell protect us all from harm, from fear, and from negativity. I create a safe and sacred space. I call upon the powers of night, banishing all harmful energy and bathing us in purest light. The circle and spell are now complete. May all who enter here be safe, and may all who leave here be blessed, forever bonded in faith. Blessed be. What's up, guys? It's Xander. Welcome to the Ethereal Path Podcast. We are in season two. This is episode six, and I figured we'd kind of have a little bit of fun today and get a little less serious. So we're going to talk about Wicca and tech, and I kind of gave this away in the last episode. So hopefully everybody's new moon spells went well. Hopefully everything went good. And, you know, if you asked for certain things, hopefully you're making manifest and you're seeing your things coming true. You know, if not, give it time. Again, you know, like we said, you know, these things, they take time. The universe is going to give you what it will give you when it feels the need to. But so like I said, today we're going to talk about Wicca and technology and kind of a little bit of incorporating some AI in there and how we can basically, you know, merge the 17th century and today. So kick back, relax, and let's get ready to roll. Hey guys, it's Xander, and I need you to do me a favor. When you can, or right now, please take a minute and go to all of the Ethereal Path social media accounts and hit like and subscribe. Content creators like myself need those likes and clicks to support what we do. From my humble little podcast to major productions like Devils in the Dark, oh my god, Helen and Danny, I love you so much. We count on all of you guys to keep us going. We do what we do because of you, and we want to spread our message to everyone who wants to hear it. No matter the size, every click truly does matter. So please, take a few seconds, hit our social media pages, and click all of those good buttons. It really does make a significant difference on our end, and we cannot thank you enough, especially me. So let's get back to it. Okay, so let's, you know, get some of the basics out of the way here. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, Wicca and technology, you know, everybody always thinks, you know, like I said, you know, 17th century spell jars, you know, candles, why, you know, the whole nine yards. And in some way, you know, that is true. But let's be real, you know, technology has changed Wicca. And it's changed all religions, really, if you think about it, whether it be it for good, bad, or ugly. You know, in some of the more obvious practical ways is, you know, just connecting with other Wiccan groups. You know, whether it's on like online forums or, you know, different social media accounts, learning about Wicca, because, you know, let's be real, you can, you know, quickly look things up, even promoting Wicca, you know, like think about what I'm doing here with my podcast. You know, I'm promoting in a way that, you know, this way of life, this way of thinking, this way of, you know, mentality and this religion. And, you know, these are some of the more obvious ways. But we can also use, you know, AI technology now. And this is where it gets a little interesting because, you know, AI is not just, you know, to be used for, you know, words. I mean, there are AI programs for songs. There are AI programs for, you know, pictures. You know, I was playing around. I have a ton of AI generated images that I've used for promotional stuff. I even think a couple episodes ago, I got an invite from the Big G that, you know, they had an extension of their Bard software that was a music creation, and I had it create me like, I think I had to create me like an intro for the podcast, and it came up with this like very weird, like half techno, half eclectic, just very bizarre mashup. But, you know, again, it was one of those things where, you know, AI is kind of changing the face of tech in general. And, you know, here's some of the big arguments. You know, witches believe that technology can be a distraction. You know, Wicca is all about nature, and it's all about connecting with the natural world. You know, so technology is a sacred tool, but it should not be used to be connecting with the divine. Now, that being said, you know, there is no right or wrong way to incorporate any sort of technology into Wicca. You know, again, what everybody believes for themselves is, you know, what matters. The biggest thing is that you're doing it in an ethical way, and you're doing it in a way that is helpful to yourself, helpful to humanity, harming none. You know, so it's really more about being respectful. And, you know, I think a lot of, you know, things that we talk about are things about, you know, like using, say, sustainable technologies, you know. So it's like, if you are going out to buy like a new laptop, you know, maybe we want to look into something that, you know, uses that, you know, a company that uses like recyclable materials, you know. So maybe we're not looking for the latest and greatest, but, you know, we're looking for something that's going to, you know, fit our lifestyle just, you know, a little bit better. But also, that being said, you know, sometimes the longevity of a certain product or a certain family is what pays off in dividends. So, you know, for example, you know, I just mentioned the Big G. Well, you know, now let's talk about, you know, the fruit company with a bite out of its logo. You know, I still have my iPod Nano, or no, my fucking iPod Classic. That was like 120 gigs and had the click wheel and had like the smallest screen possible. And it still works to this day. Like, the only thing that sucks is you can't really put anything on or take it off, because I don't think we've tried to plug it in for a while, because Lord knows, you know, we've both kind of moved on at this point. But the damn thing still works. So it's one of those things where, you know, even if it was made of, you know, the most like toxic materials to the environment, like, you know, it's not like it's still not being put to use, or, you know, it's still not something that's usable. So, like, you know, not saying that, you know, Apple uses, you know, horrible, you know, things and they're not, you know, environmentally friendly or anything like that. But, you know, if you think about the longevity of Apple products, you know, even if they're not the most, you know, environmental friendly product out there, like, let's say you decide that you want to, you know, have your Book of Shadows on an iPad, you want to start journaling on an iPad, and that's what you're going to keep it on, you know, that iPad, you know, providing you're not one of the people, you know, who needs to have, you know, the newest and latest and greatest and are constantly switching out models, you know, that iPad could last you 10 fucking years, if not longer. I mean, Christ, I think I still have an iPod Nano in this house somewhere that was a 2 gig second generation Nano that I bought for like $300 at Best Buy like 20 years ago. And if I'm not correctly, the fucker still works. I think we just lost the charging cord. But, you know, so again, you know, it just kind of, you really got to go into your beliefs of, you know, what you think of, you know, sustainable energy efficient technology is. You know, and that being said too, you know, we also want to, you know, like think about, you know, minimizing your energy consumption. And when we're talking about technology, like, you know, we're not just talking about, you know, technology that you can incorporate into Wicca, like, you know, using an iPad for your Book of Shadows or things like that. We're talking about really like all technology, you know, think about everything you like have plugged in your house, you know. So, you know, aside from, you know, it will save you on your electric bill, and Lord knows, you know, we get, you know, killed hard enough with those. But, you know, if your device has eco-friendly settings, turn them on, you know, learn to work around them, or learn to work with them. You know, unplug things when they're not in use, you know, set your computers to go to sleep, you know, those stupid things that, you know, people never think about, but, you know, use those power saving modes, even like on your phone, or, you know, with the adaptable chargers and all that stuff out there, you know, take advantage of it, because, you know, the technology that exists now, you know, that does the whole, you know, trickle charges your phone overnight and then, gives it the blast right before your alarm goes off. Like, yeah, we had that shit 5 years ago, but it sucked and it really didn't work. But like now it actually works. So like, take advantage of the shit, use these things. And again, like I said, the more energy you end up saving, the lower your electric bill is, if nothing else, and on the same token, of, using sustainable tech, repurposing tech, instead of, getting rid of old tech, see if there's like a new way that you can use it. We have a Google Home in the house, and the one day we were talking about, different things that we could, different setups that we could do, and all this. And I have an old Samsung tablet that is, I mean, it's perfectly fine. It's just slow as shit because it's old as hell. And it's, sitting on my desk, and it's literally just fucking collecting dust. And we had actually talked about at one point turning it into like a remote control. I remember at one point before I bought my new Kindle, I was actually using it as my Nook and my Kindle. Like, I literally took every single app off of this tablet except for the like Google Play Store, like the Nook and the Kindle app. Everything else got taken off, and it was basically just repurposed into a Nook, but it was like it served my purpose for when I needed it, I ended up, like I said, I ended up buying a new Kindle, but hopefully I'll repurpose this. But even like things of like digital picture frames, things like that, or donate your tech, or even if you're not gonna, do something with it, at least make sure you're responsibly recycling it. That's the big thing, and it's, I wish a lot of these companies would, grasp the concept that, sometimes people have more than one piece of tech, so like, I understand that, like Apple and Google, I'm like, in a way, yeah, I'm kind of calling you out a little bit here, but it's not in the same token. Like, I'm not like, I totally understand that, you have a, one for one. I mean, like, if I'm going to buy the latest iPhone or the next Pixel, I'm probably going to send my old one back, but not necessarily because, I may just want to keep it. But if I'm going to save a shit ton of money recycling it, fuck yeah, I'm going to get rid of it. 'Cause what the hell do I need two phones for? Unless, you have my job and you need two lines, but we now have phones where you can have two lines on them. So fuck it. Why carry around the extra piece of hardware? But my point being, like, when people want to like, trade stuff in or anything like that, like, take it back for store credit or fucking, it let people trade in multiple fucking devices for like a phone. 'Cause Lord knows, you guys can probably repurpose and reuse this shit better than we can. But, anyway, and that actually kind of brings me to the final point, which I actually ran this list through Google Bard to see what it spit out. And ironically, the last point it brought up was, getting involved in environmental activism. This doesn't have to mean you have to be, protesting and, out there with your sign and everything like this. I mean, you can if you want, by all means. Sometimes, it is the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. So sometimes, that form of protesting is absolutely fucking needed. And if you have the time and you have the energy or the resources, absolutely go for it. But even just, signing petitions, volunteering for professional organizations, or doing things of, like planting trees, gardening, making green space, and especially as a green witch, this really speaks to my heart because, recently I've been even looking even into ways to like increase like green space in my house and, out in my backyard. And, it's a little more work on this end because, of the dogs, and, want to make sure that everything that we're doing is pet safe and pet friendly. And I don't want to put them in any danger, obviously, but it's one of those things where, again, without the internet and without, my smartphone and everything like that, I wouldn't be able to research this as quickly. Would I be able to look into it? Yeah, but I'd have to like, go to the library and like hit the card catalog and find like, the latest ASPCA journal with their list of toxic plants and yada yada yada. And the sad part is I actually remember those days. So I'm feeling kind of fucking old right now. So, but that being said, we also have to be careful when it comes to using technology because, even though it is artificial intelligence, it is still artificial. So it's only as good as the input that we give it. And, this is kind of like a theme that I've stuck to over and over again, which is why I really kind of held this discussion a little bit for season two, because it does get into a little bit of a more, higher level discussion, and that's the power of the words that we use when casting spells. So I'm going to take a quick break, and as soon as I come back, that is where we're going to be at. Have you ever wondered if you're on the right path? Do you feel like you need some guidance? Let Ethereal Path help you on the next step of your spiritual journey. Whether it's a tarot card reading, spell creation, chakra stone set, or a customized item, Ethereal Path can meet almost all of your Wiccan and esoteric needs. Visit ethereal-path.com to learn more. Don't forget that dash, it's super important. That's ethereal-path.com. Blessed be. Okay, so now you know that, in the last episode we cast a spell for the new moon. And in writing the spell, here are some of the ways that, technology actually helped me out a little bit, So doing some research, using search engines, to look up the meanings of symbolisms behind certain ingredients, crystals, colors, things like that. Now, I did also have a lot of reference to my Book of Shadows, because in my case, a lot of this information I've had for quite some time, and I'm talking even like pre-internet days. But if I ever wanted to get like further information or more specific information, I could obviously easily reach out. Other things would be, like using word processing programs or, template programs to, create the spell. There are websites out there that, you can really like kind of input some keywords. It'll write a spell for you. Again, like I said, we now have AI where, basically like you can hit, I think it's Google Bard is like, help me write on the side of Google Docs, and it's just like boom, it'll literally rewrite like whatever you have in there. And well, sometimes because it, anyway, let's just say I'm not impressed with the technology so far. But anywho, sometimes people use technology to record themselves, even practicing their spell work or practicing their meditation work, kind of like we do in sports of recording yourselves and then watching the playback and seeing where you can improve, things like that. Again, sharing things on social media, forums, email, group chats, whatever you may have going of, tips, tricks, ideas, recipes, this, that, and the other. Again, and learning, watching, videos on YouTube, listening to podcasts about Wicca and witchcraft, reading books, things like that, So again, technology is almost becoming critical with how Wiccans work these days. And the ability that and the knowledge that's kind of unlocked for us, it's almost kind of like mind-blowing. But there are things that we do want to be careful about. And luckily, some of the AI language models, will, they do have certain parameters because, again, the humans that, program them, they think, they put, the rules down of like, they can't do responses that are harmful or, things like that. But you've got to be careful of the responses that you kick back because, okay, so think about this, you don't want it to generate anything that, could be harmful. We're talking like, harm to others, physical or emotional. It could be threatening, violent, abusive. We're talking about things that are unethical. Does it resonate with your core values? Are there responses that are, discriminatory, biased, or unfair that, you don't agree with? Or like racist or sexist remarks, or you even, toxic remarks, responses that are mean or hurtful or hateful or, and again, I'm specifically avoiding using the word negative because, not all negative things are bad. Again, I go back to the whole, sometimes, a negative, blood work test means, you don't have something, or the answer to something is no, and depending on what you're testing for, sometimes that's good news, sometimes that's bad news. It kind of all depends, but also things that you want to be kind of wary of, especially when you're working with other witches, thinking about things that are, controversial, objectionable, or even dangerous, that can put someone in harm's way. You've really got to kind of be cognizant of what you're putting out there and what you're saying. And, again, I speak specifically here in the realm of, spell casting and witchcraft and, the way we use technology. And, again, technology is only as good as the input of the person who's sitting at the keyboard. But we have to be careful about what we're feeding into the AI, even, because this is going to be learning for not only ourselves and other people. And what was the experiment? I forget what it was, but I think it was like a chat bot they did on like Twitter like 10 years ago or something. And the whole purpose of it was like it was supposed to be like AI blended technology where you could ask it questions and it would, kind of like search the internet, and it was trying to give you answers in like real time, but it would also like validate people's, it would also validate the answers. Like, it would check to see if it gave you the correct answer, and it would learn through feedback, but it learned through the feedback of other people, and basically the, programmers trusted other people to give honest feedback in all situations, which of course, it being the fucking internet, it backfired horrendously, and it was hysterically funny because I think it was like I think it took I think it was like I think it was shut down within like 34 minutes, I think it was, because it started calling people Nazis and shit. It got out of control real fast, which again, speaks for the human race. And I'll say it once and I'll say it again, a person themselves, is a very smart thing. It's people when they get together that are fucking stupid. But anywho, I digress. That's a whole nother topic for another day. But that's kind of what I want your level two homework to be. I want you to pay attention to the words that you use. I want you to pay attention to the things that you say, not just in witchcraft, but in your daily, routines, in your daily practice. And notice how the rephrasing of certain things. Think about what you're saying before you actually say it. And notice how if you rephrase certain things, as you go about your day, notice the changes that it's going to bring. And I'm going to kind of leave it at that. And again, as always, the Q&A is open at the bottom, so I would love to see and hear the feedback that you guys have. So, again, if you're listening to this on Spotify or I think Spotify is, or any of the major podcasting platforms, I believe have the link, but I think the Q&A panel is actually on Spotify. Feel free to, drop a comment, let me know how it's going in the comment box, or again, hit me up at the email, etherealpathpgh@gmail.com. Hit us up at our website, www.etherealpath.com. Again, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Facebook and Instagram, we are just Ethereal Path, all one word. And on Twitter, we are also Ethereal Path PGH, or well, I guess it's X now. We're Ethereal Path PGH. And the only other thing that I always throw down is, right now, the Etsy store is down, but if you do want to do any shopping, anything and everything can be purchased through, our website, Ethereal Path. Again, the website is www.ethereal-path.com. You do have to reach out and shoot me a message. But I will get back to you ASAP for any products that you may want to purchase, and we will go from there. So, kind of hope you enjoyed this little, I guess I'm calling it a mini-sode, but then again, the last two were like marathons, so I guess this is back to my normal shtick. But I hope everything is going well as always. And again, like I said, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your feedback. Got some kind of awesome things planned for the upcoming next few episodes. So again, great episode 6. Thank you guys as always for listening. Please, again, if you can, take a moment to like and subscribe. Again, all of those clicks really truly do mean a difference. Review the show on iTunes, review the show on Google, Amazon, Spotify. Again, it takes 2 seconds to click those 5 stars. It takes even, maybe another minute or two while you're listening to write down a quick review. And hell, even if you don't want to write a quick review, like my boys over at Small Town Murder say, just tell us what your favorite flavor of ice cream is. As long as you put something in, it counts. But they have these weird algorithms that, basically show us how popular we are and how much, whether our podcast is blowing up or not, and that depends on, and that can open up a whole new bunch of monetary options on the back end for us. But it's just like, it's one of those things. So anyway, those likes and clicks and everything, believe it or not, they actually do mean a ton, and we're thankful for every single one of them. And again, I'm just thankful to every single one of you guys out there who is just even taking the time to listen. So again, huge shout out to my peeps over in the British Isles and in Ireland. You guys have been blowing my phone up. In India and Greece, you guys have been picking up some slack, so I'm loving it. I guess either some new listeners are out there, or whoever started to listen and is picking it back up. But either way, either welcome back to the family or welcome to the family, depending on what it is. But that being said, I am Xander. I am out of here, and I will talk to you guys later. Have a wonderful week. Blessed be. Hey guys, it's Xander. One quick thing before I go. I just wanted to say, if you are interested in purchasing any of our magical merchandise, please contact me directly through our website, or you can contact me directly at our Gmail at etherealpathpgh@gmail.com. Right now, we are no longer using the Etsy platform, so please contact us directly for purchasing of any material, and we will get back to you with an invoice and cost and shipping and all that. All packages are personalized and subject to price. So again, please reach out to us, and we will work with you to get you the materials that you need as fast and as quickly as possible. Thanks, and have a wonderful day. Blessed be, guys. The Ethereal Path podcast is hosted by me, Xander, and is owned by Ethereal Path LLC. The show is recorded, produced, and hosted on Spotify for podcasters. You can find us on the web at www.ethereal-path.com. Don't forget that dash, it's super important. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Ethereal Path, and on Twitter as @EtherealPathPGH. This is also our email address, etherealpath@gmail.com. Our DMs are open on all of our platforms. The Ethereal Path podcast can be found on all major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, and all other major podcasting platforms. Our Etsy shop can be found under Ethereal Path PGH. Links can be found below and on our website. As always, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications. Every one of those clicks makes a huge difference. Thank you for listening, and blessed be.